Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, that's me. Don't forget to watch my TV show every Friday at 7 p.m. on channels 83, 56, and 34 in New York City and worldwide on the internet. Go to www.mnn.org. And let's open up the chat room. See who's popping in today. Great day. How about that debate the other night? I won and my husband did the dishes. Boom. It's all good. Great things going on out there today. And I'd like to mention one of my favorites, Omega Water. Oh, they're back at it again. They've got a new flavor out. It's going to be terrific coming out. And the best part of this is that at the final presidential debate Monday night, October 22nd, there were different things going on, but there's one thing that the parties will agree on, and they all support physical fitness and healthy lifestyle. And a special friend of the show, Oceans Omega, is supplying their new Omega Infusion Water, and that's going to debut nationwide in 2013, but for the attendees at Lynn University in Boca Raton, they'll be getting theirs first. Testing it out. I can't wait to try Infusion. I love all the other ones. It's so nice. It's good. Healthy is good. I myself have cut down on sodas thanks to Omega Water. And, the presidential debate. Let's have a little fun with it, don't you think? I do.
Fellow citizens, if I'm elected president, I promise to give you undefinably ample reasons to Edgar Miliak as Son of Fortinus, if you vote for me.
Elect us as president, and a smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
What this country needs is a woman's touch. Now if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president... President, there'd be at least 10 months of June for folks to spend their honeymoon and night Windsor would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen, and streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost the same. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each could have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore. Or drumstick that fell short before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Energy from the vitamin B and antioxidants, vitamin C, and you're replenishing yourself. It's great after a workout too, but politics is quite the workout, isn't it? Go check out Omega Infusion, which is going to be coming out, and all the Oceans Omega. Just go to their website. It's really terrific. Check it out. I love this product, and it's made in the USA. How about that? Go to www.oceansomega.com. Find out more information. You know, be healthy, be well. It's all good. And speaking of which, what else have we got going on there? Oh, Betty Jo Tucker's got her show coming up. And Betty Jo on Tuesday at 4 p.m. will have movie mom Nell Minow and mad movie man A.J. Hakara square off about monsters versus aliens on Movie Attic Headquarters, 4 p.m. Tuesday. Be sure to check that out. Oh, I love those monster themes. I guess Halloween's coming, so everything's going to be very, very Halloween-oriented, and which is good, and it's always fun. It's always fun to have that going on. Let's see, Halloween and kids and candy.
I wake up in the morning, didn't sleep well through the night. I tried to get some Z's, but the voices made me right. I need a cup of Java to jumpstart and feel pert. My boys can't see from my glazed eyes that I am not alert. Everything I tell you goes in one ear, out the other. Just do what I say and listen to me. You'll live longer. I'm your mother. Make me, cray to the Z. Make me.
Water there? Do you have that there? It's great. Omega infusion water. Oh, boy. I can't wait. Now I'm all peaked. You know, I don't know if Omega's still doing it, but go to their website and check it out. They had these little, like, Omega shots, and I'm thinking as a mother, you know, that would be good for Halloween, throwing a little Omega shots in there. What is Omega water cyanide in Amsterdam? That's the chat room we have in there. It's water that it's got omega-3 in it, vitamin B, vitamin C. So instead of drinking sodas, that's the new thing they're drinking. It's great for after a workout or anything like that. And they're going to be previewing the new Omega Infusion water to all the attendees who go to Lynn University in Boca Raton at the final presidential debate. So Omega water. Okay, go check it out. I'll give you that site again. It's www.oceansomega.com. Yeah, it's a flavored water, but they had these little shots, these small things that you could take during the day, and little ones, but I was thinking that would be great for Halloween. Boy, the kids, what? Something healthy? Yeah. Wash that candy down with something healthy. That's a good thing. But it's all good. Yep, Halloween's coming. Do they celebrate it in Amsterdam there? Cyanide? I don't know. And the new infusion launches in
2013. But they're going to get tried out first down south in Boca Raton at the presidential debate on October 22nd. Super cool. No Halloween, huh? Oh, all right. Well, let's have something spooky pre-Halloween-y.
Hello. I'm Thomasina Carosa, former disco queen. By the way, disco's not dead. It's just taking a very, very, very long nap. She's the disco queen. If you know what I mean, I don't know. I just dance it. I don't sing it. Ah, you people. Well, what the heck? A disco queen is a disco queen. So, I'm here today to say very strange things have been happening in my area. Very strange things. Yes. Recently, I have been invaded by pests. Not your ordinary pests, no. No, these pests are far more pestilent. They are alien children. They've been running all around my yard, popping up in strange places, all in all just haunting me and haunting me. It's been a very frightening experience. How can I explain it? I don't know. I'm just a disco queen. What can I say? So hopefully these pests won't pop up anytime soon. I what was that?
That was the scariest thing I ever saw. My heart is still beating. Pump, 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 pump. This shouldn't be happening to me. I'm a nice lady. I buy Girl Scout cookies. What was that?
Bad that they're just alien children. They're also monsters, too. I can't even describe it to you. It's just the most disgusting. It's the...
Say to see good right and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo!
What is it, Kylie? What is it?
I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts.
Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop. You can hear George Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. on the Mom and Pop Shop at Hot Mix 106. .com. Betty Jo, you're still having problems with your computer. Okay. Betty Jo is listening by phone. Okay. Hey, she is a good fan. Betty Jo, Movie Attic Headquarters, and she's Monsters. I like that theme, though, Monsters versus Aliens. Is that actually a movie? That would be a great title for a movie, Betty Jo. That's on Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m., hosted by Betty Jo Tucker, the infamous. And also just go to Facebook, Facebooker. She's got great blogs and movies and telling you what to watch and not to watch, and great guest. It's always fun at Betty Jo on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters, checking it out. Speaking of checking it out, a friend of mine's written a book, Jeffrey Gurian and Richie Tenken, with an introduction by Chris Rock, and it's called Make 'em Laugh, 35 Years of the Comic Strip, the Greatest Comedy Club of All Time. Well, of course, and this is great. A lot of people started out there. So check out his new book, waiting to see where you can get it. I suppose you can get it at Amazon. Check it out. Just read it. Very interesting. A lot of good quotes from a lot of famous people you would like. So check out Make 'em Laugh, 35 Years of the Comic Strip by Jeffrey Gurian and Richie Tenken. Okay, that's all good. That's all good. Very, very funny. We found out, speaking of scary things, and St. Martin's, so one of my listeners has told me that St. Martin's Day, November 11th, where the children, he used to give beggars a cape and canned and food, so children go and beg for candy from door to door, which is, I guess, their version of Halloween. Our version is just a little more morose and scarier, I think. But it's all fun. Anything for the kids, right? It's all about the kids. Having fun, staying healthy. I guess it's the one time of the year we let them, like, go. And remember, don't take any candy that's not wrapped, sealed. Be very careful where you trick-or-treat. You want to do that, too. And what else is happening? Oh, I know. A little Tom Carosa time.
Representative will be with you shortly.
that's from his CD, Zesty. You can Facebook friend him if you want to get the CD. And now, plug for me. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club tonight at 10 p.m. with the Salsa and Soul Night. Yes, I have the salsa in my soul tonight. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club. If you go to Facebook, to Planet Comedy, you can get a flyer and get in half price. Check it out. I think it's $10 with a two-drink minimum, but $5 with the flyer. So check that out. Check that out. Boy, if it wasn't raining, I'd run out and get me some Omega water, I tell you. Now, just talking about it, I get thirsty thinking about it. Cyanide, thank you for all the information. Cyanide is in the chat room, and he's in Amsterdam. And this is about the time he listens to my radio show when his boss isn't watching, and he types in things and listens, and we just have a good time. Also, let's have some more. I think we need some more Tom Carosa here, and we're going to have a little polka fun. How about that?
After Mass, just last Sunday, I schmiedied pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. My ten pierogi girl, she's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, she goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our first performer, my co-host, we have to be quiet, Judy. My first performer is an amazing talent. She is on, how many people here are in the softball team of the Friars? All right, Nate, softball team. She actually sees the ball and lets it hurt her, but she's not Jewish. Okay, she's been on the Colin Quinn Show. She sang actually for Barbara Streisand. I don't know if it was the real Barbara Streisand, but it was Barbara. She's been on PBS, on Fox, and on NBC. She's brilliant. She's talented. She's gorgeous. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Miss Nancy Lombardo. Again, this is how it goes. Well, enough about you. Let's talk about me. I'm a new age woman. Every time someone asks my age, I give a new one. I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Yes, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. It's a shot. You know what that is. I'm Puerto Rican and Italian. Yes, I am. But I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy.
Oh, you're so cute. Look at that baby face there. Oh, yes, with the face to match.
Yes, he's such a cute man. So cute, yes. Hello, my name is Piaf. Christ Piaf. I've never been to France, but I've had their dressing. I've never been to Germany, but I've had their measles. I've never been to Intercourse, Pennsylvania, but I faked it once. No, you know my friend, yes. We French have a sense of humor. We have to wear French. How many Frenchmen does it take to screw an iPhone? Who needs light? Telling a joke again, if I wanted to, what is she to do? God help it. I can't, I am crazy. And listen, therapy is not for everyone. It's for people with money. Am I right? It's for people with money. It's not for everyone. And I feel for what you pay for therapy, that you should leave with something every session. So I stole her pen, some tissues, the clock. And then she gave me some advice. She goes, Nancy, you should find out what's missing for your life and grab it. So I stole her iPad. No iPad, no appointments. I'm cured. Yay for me. Oh, it wasn't easy for me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City. Never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. I'm a jet. I'm a shark. Na 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 na. Americano. The first time I saw West Side Story, I thought that stole my life. How do they know? How do they know? And my grandmother, my Italian grandmother, was always telling me these Italian stories. You know, when I come to America, I don't have a dime. When I come to America, I don't have a dime. Well, Grandma, guess what? Now I have a dime! Yeah. The economy's so bad, I'm looking for jury duty. Anybody else? I'm trying to get jury duty. Please, pick me. I'll do all the cases. Pick me. It's a lot of fun. My mother's from Mayaguez, Puerto Rico. She was bilingual. She could speak two languages at the same time. So when I was growing up, I had no idea what she was saying. She would just turn and start going, listen! No me la pena, I don't know what I'm going to say, so don't! What? She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. Who knew? Who knew? But she did have this great mom advice she used to give out. This mom cliches, or cliches, as she called them. Mira, Nancy, listen to this cliches. It's going to save your life. That cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every cloud has a silver lining. Mom, my head is hurting. Stop with these wisdoms. Okay, don't get scared. Don't get scared. Two Irishmen walk out of a bar. It could happen. You're that kind of a crowd, aren't you? Yeah. Okay, a priest, a Muslim, and a rabbi walk into the bar, and the bartender goes, what is this, some kind of a joke? Well, I love you. Wonderful laugher here. And sir, what's your name, sir?
Michael.
Michael, what do you do for a living, or what did you do?
Whatever
you can find. What is your expertise?
Finance, real estate.
Finance, real estate. Keeping it vague. I like that, Michael. I like that. Do you have any hobbies, Michael?
Golf.
You like to play golf. Do you have any favorite foods?
No.
No favorite foods. You're a big help, Michael. You like to play golf, real estate, finance. I don't know. Is it your wife? Good. Okay. Good answer. Okay. And what's your name?
Shelley.
Shelley and Michael? What a coincidence. I happen to have written a song about your life.
Override. Oh, you have no favorite foods. That's really not good much I'd like to go play golf and have fun and watch it on TV. Oh, Michael, it's so sweet when you're out there on the green. You grab a hold of your putter, you know what I mean. You hit the ball, get a bogey or a birdie, or go for the ninth hole right away and skip the hole. Dirty, dirty.
Tony Gill, welcome to the show, Tony Gill. Do you have a radio show too, Tony? Tony, have you tried Omega Water? It's pretty good. Pretty good. I like it on ice. To tell you the truth, I half freeze mine, and then I take it out, so it's nice and cold when I'm out exercising, and then I can have it there, Omega Water. To find out more about Omega Water, you can go to www.oceansomega.com. And Betty Jo is in the house. Monsters versus Aliens. Betty Jo, was that a movie by any chance? Because that is a great title for a movie. Monsters versus Aliens. I know Cowboys versus Aliens was one, but I like that. Check out Betty Jo's show, Movie Attic Headquarters, on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. And also check out Facebook friend her, Tony, and you'll know all that's going on. She also writes great reviews. A terrific time with Betty Jo Tucker. Also, my friend, if you're into nostalgia and old music, go to the Mom and Pop Shop on Facebook. And Monday through Friday at 4 p.m., you can listen to George Bettinger on the Mom and Pop Shop. And he plays those oldies but goodies. Always fun. And he just did at last week's episode, which you can listen to on Movie Attic Headquarters with Betty Jo. Movie Attic Headquarters. All the shows are archived on Blog Talk Radio. So if you enjoyed this show, please Facebook friend Comedy Concepts at Blog Talk Radio. And share it with your friends. Tony, Houston, all the way from Houston. We've got Houston, we've got Colorado, we've got Amsterdam, we've got New York City, all in the chat room, having a good time. Having a good time here? Yes, we are. So next week at the final presidential debate, Oceans Omega is previewing the new Omega infusion water for the attendees. It's going to be hosted at Lynn University in Boca Raton on October 22nd. Should be interesting, always fun. I think a presidential debate should be run like a beauty pageant, and it should be based on talent, poise, knowledge, and then we throw it all out the window for the swimsuit competition. That's my opinion alone. Don't come at me for that, okay? It's been a fun day here with Cyanide in the house. Cyanide, you're getting ready to go home, I think. Tony Gill, do you have a show? Send me your link or post your link, Tony Gill. What kind of show is it? And I'll see you on there. It's not wrestling alligators or anything, is it? I have unusual fans. It's true. Tony Gill, everybody check out Tony Gill on post your site, Tony, and I'll follow you, okay? Who else we got in the house? Betty Jo Tucker. And, crazy for the Omega Water. And that's all good. Okay, now let's see. Let's post a little something going on here. We're down to the last 5 minutes. Okay, let's see what we got going on here. All right.
Well, I cook their dinner, I check their homework, and scrub them in the bed. read them books and brushed their baby teeth. Oh, I tucked them into bed, and Lord, I prayed their souls to keep. Sing hallelujah. The kids are finally asleep. Sing hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. The kids are finally asleep. I can park my big butt in front of the TV, 'cause the kids are finally asleep. I can pluck my eyebrows, I can paint my toenails, I can scrapbook in my skivvies if I please. No more fussing, no more fighting, no more dirty hiney wiping, 'cause the kids are finally asleep. Sing hallelujah.
Might be Mother Lode, but I'm not sure. Or it might be, oh, I know, it's from Mama Palooza. It's from the Mama Palooza CD. Now I could see it. My computer crashed and I lost all my info. Hey, well, we got Australia in the house. Hey, Mayumi. Mayumi, have you tried Omega Water in Australia? Do they have it there? I don't know. You can check it out. Go to www.oceansomega. Everybody's tuning in at because they're used to my show being at 10:30, but I started it early because I wanted to visit a sick friend in the hospital. 90 seconds, but I don't want it to be over. Does everybody else hear her say 90 seconds when you do that? All right, everybody, it's going to be been a fun show, and we're winding down. Don't forget, make them laugh, the greatest comedy club of all time, the comic strip, 35 Years of the Comic Strip by Jeffrey Gurian and Richie Dinkin. Hope I'm saying their names right. Go check out those new books about the comic strip. Okay, Make 'em Laugh. That's the name of it. And a big shout-out to anything healthy like Omega Water. All right. Want to spice up your regular water? Try Omega Water. That's what I like to drink when I work out, and I chill mine. As a little hint, I freeze it, and then it melts down while I'm drinking it nice and cold and tasty. Well, the show's winding down now. I don't know what to do here because you guys are just joining me now. I guess you'll have to listen in archives. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in today. It's been a fun day. And, yeah.
Yeah! Yeah!
It was a soundbite. The Wacko Boys sent that to me. And don't forget, Betty Jo Tucker, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Tony Gill, I'll have to check you out after I get off of this. Stop that English lady telling me it's 10 seconds. Does anybody else hear her, or is it just me? I'm very curious about that. All right, people, it's time to go.
Yeah, that's all, folks.
You've been listening to Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to see my TV show, go to www.mnn.org. around the world, 7 p.m. every Friday, or if you're in New York City, channels 83, 56, and 34. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Big kiss. Bye-bye.